CDC/FDA confess, they had no virus when they concocted the test for the virus, John Rappaport. July 29, 2021. The CDC has issued a document that bulges with interesting and devastating admissions. The release is titled, July 21, 2021, Lab Alert, Changes to CDC RT-PCR for SARS-CoV-2 Testing. It begins explosively. After December 31, 2021, CDC will withdraw the request to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, for emergency use authorization, EUA, of the CDC 2019 novel coronavirus, 2019 nCoV, real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel, the assay first introduced in February 2020 for detection of SARS-CoV-2 only. CDC is providing this advance notice for clinical laboratories to have adequate time to select and implement one of the many FDA-authorized alternatives. Many people believe this means the CDC is giving up on the PCR test as a means of detecting the virus. I don't think the CDC is saying that at all. They're saying the PCR technology will continue to be used, but they're replacing what the test is looking for with a better reference sample. A better marker. A better target. A better piece of RNA supposedly derived from SARS-CoV-2. CDC/FDA are confessing there has been a problem with the PCR test which has been used to detect the virus, starting in February of 2020, right up to this minute. In other words, the millions and millions of COVID cases based on the PCR test in use are all suspect. To confirm this, the CDC document links to an FDA release titled, SARS-CoV-2 Reference Panel Comparative Data. Here is a killer quote. During the early months of the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, pandemic, clinical specimens of the virus were not readily available to developers of IVDs, in vitro diagnostics, to detect SARS-CoV-2. Therefore, the FDA authorized IVDs based on available data from contrived samples generated from a range of SARS-CoV-2 material sources, for example, gene-specific RNA, synthetic RNA, or whole genome viral RNA, for analytical and clinical performance evaluation. While validation using these contrived specimens provided a measure of confidence in test performance at the beginning of the pandemic, it is not feasible to precisely compare the performance of various tests that used contrived specimens because each test validated performance using samples derived from different gene-specific, synthetic, or genomic nucleic acid sources. Translation: we, at the CDC, did not have a specimen of the SARS-CoV-2 virus when we concocted the PCR test for SARS-CoV-2. Yes, it's unbelievable, right? And that's the test we've been using all along. So we contrived samples of the virus. We fabricated. We lied. We made up, invented, synthetic gene sequences, and we said these sequences had to be close to the sequence of SARS-CoV-2, without having the faintest idea of what we were doing, because, again, we didn't have an actual specimen of the virus. We had no proof there was something called SARS-CoV-2. This amazing FDA document goes to say the agency has granted emergency approval to 59 different PCR tests since the beginning of the fake pandemic. 59. And it is not feasible to precisely compare the performance of various tests that used contrived specimens because each test validated performance using samples derived from different gene-specific, synthetic, or genomic nucleic acid sources. Translation: each of the 59 different PCR tests for SARS-CoV-2 told different lies and concocted different fabrications about the genetic makeup of the virus we didn't have. Obviously, then, these tests would give unreliable results. But, don't worry, be happy, because now, the CDC and the FDA say, they really do have actual virus samples of SARS-CoV-2 from patients, they have better targets for the PCR test, and labs should start gearing up for the new and improved tests. In other words, they were lying then, but they're not lying now. They were contriving, but now they're telling the truth. If you believe that, I have Fountain of Youth water for sale, extracted from the lead contaminated system of Flint, Michigan. Here, once again, I report Virology's version of we isolated the virus. They have a soup they make in their labs. This soup contains human and monkey cells, toxic chemicals and drugs, and all sorts of other random genetic material. Because the cells start to die, the researchers assume a bit of mucus from a patient that dropped in the soup is doing the killing, and the virus must be the killer agent in the mucus. This assumption is entirely unwarranted. The drugs and chemicals could be doing the cell killing, and the researchers are also starving the cells of vital nutrients. There is no proof that SARS-CoV-2 is in the soup, or that it is doing the cell killing, or that it exists. Yet the researchers call cell death isolation of the virus. To say this is a non sequitur is a vast understatement. In their universe, we have the virus buried in a soup in a dish in the lab equals, we've separated the virus from all surrounding material. Virology equals how to spread bullshit for a living and scare the world. Other than that, it's perfect. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here, with sources. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.